Now,
Alafia, peace. Welcome to Black Seeds and Urban Grassroots. It is I, Femi K. I thank you all for joining us today. We also have Gullafique joining us as our guest today on the show. We're going to get into some of the intricate beginning details of one of the trending spiritual systems that we're seeing today, which is called hoodoo. How are you today?
Seems like now everybody wants to call. This is ridiculous right now. So let me let this call pass. Yeah, let me let this call pass. And then I am currently streaming live on Facebook, as well as I think my Instagram is also up with this. So if y'all don't know, go to Anchor. Urban Seeds and Grassroots has everything. Let's see here. The current rate is too low. Oh boy. All right. It's always, like I said, it's always one problem, but problems ain't nothing to me.
So absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thanks for joining us. I greatly appreciate it. And, you know, Feek, one thing about it that we always have to remember, anytime we're putting efforts or energies into broadcasting or manifesting or sharing truth and light, those unseen obstacles that tend to present themselves, we transmute that to peace and light, because this message is going to be on the platforms that it should be on for the people that should hear it. So all is well. I thank you so much for your efforts there. Much gratitude. I want to thank you for that. So if you could give us an introduction, let the people know who you are.
All right. Well, for those that don't know, my name is Rafiq. Let's see, there's really not a lot to tell about me. I've been doing this now. I've family lineage from the Carolinas in hoodoo, backwoods hoodoo, swamp hoodoo, manifest, root work. This is my life. This is it. This is my life. It was always one of those. And of course, the maintenance guy is here now to do work. It seems like everything now has to happen. So can you give me 1 second? I'm going to take care of this right quick. Keep talking. I'll be right back. It's one thing after another.
Absolutely. No problem at all. No problem at all. So as he was saying, he has a Carolina background. And as you guys know, I do as well. South Carolina. Being that I'm from the, what we would call the Midlands of South Carolina, there's still an aspect of hoodoo that is still alive and well there, that is practiced daily, weekly, seasonally, with the moon phases, however, that I was able to be blessed with. And that hoodoo has a very strong Christian presence and background, and many messages that were passed down to us through our ancestors via songs and messages and meals and timings of the year that we eat certain meals, all off of the strength of a manifestation. There was something done in the physical realm to induce or to assist our prayers in the spiritual, as above, so below, so that would then come back to us. So that, to me, that was the angle that our ancestors were coming from, more of a metaphysical aspect. And there are certain words, you guys, that you're going to hear me say, because I really want you to be able to do your necessary research and understand what you're reading, what you are seeing. Not because I necessarily represent a specific, but because I just represent love and all of its essence.
And peace. Yeah, that's still peace in there too.
Absolutely. Love, peace, and light, my G. Love, peace, and light, right?
Exactly. Right. Everything. Right. It's one of those where everything that could happen, nothing happened until I went live. Now all of a sudden people want to knock on my door and ask questions. I'm just beautiful. Like, come on, man.
Beautiful. That you know, that tells me that you are a master of the law of attraction. I love it. And you know what? I'm grateful for it, because guess what? That maintenance man could have been going through something, and just the interaction could have helped lighten his day, just to see the smile on your face and the energetic place that you're in right now because of this broadcast. So, you know, everything is third law of attraction. The present is always perfect.
It's always that perfect. Is true.
Yeah. Big ups to the Most High. Big ups to the Most High. So, you were actually letting us know about the Backwoods Hoodoo and Swamp Hoodoo.
Backwoods Hoodoo, Swamp Hoodoo. That's where I get my background from. That's where my ancestral lineage comes from. And Hoodoo, I can tell you, as far as Hoodoo, Hoodoo isn't pretty. Okay? It isn't what the movies portray. It isn't just, oh, you pissed me off today, so I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. No, there's way more stuff that goes into this. You know, people have used this thing as a moneymaker almost, and they're selling false ideas. You know, you can look up spiritual baths, and you got people who are now selling spiritual baths and giving themselves titles. This is not what this is. This is a way of life. This is something that our ancestors meshed together with not only themselves who came over, who were slaves, but with natives who were already here. This was done of keeping the family together. This was done under this was created under the guise of keeping ourselves safe. This was done under the guise of keeping Massa out of our business. So it's not what people say it is or think it is or what the movies portray. You know, this isn't spelled to where I'm bones or whatever. Now, can you do that? Yes. Is there light after with the dark? Yes. But a lot of us who are in light have also been through dark. So it's not what it is shown to be. And that's the issue that I'm starting to have with it, because it's either someone is out there saying that this is new age and this is love and light and we're all peace and all this other stuff. You got someone who is, you know, wanting to get into this to hex a boyfriend or a girlfriend or bring somebody back that they broke up with, or, you know, it's not that.
Correct. And, it's not.
And that's where the issue of gatekeeping comes in, the issue of, you know, people trying to do this just to get one over on somebody else. That's not what this is. And I've actually thought the other day to myself, I was like, I've gatekeeped my traditions from other African Americans because I that they really aren't going to do anything with it except for what I just said. They're just there to hurt or to, you know, I got to get my lick back, like everybody says. I'm just get my lick back and that's it. So, you know, that's not what this is. So.
Correct. I really thank you for that elaborate response, because that really brought a lot of facets of hoodoo to light. And I really appreciate that. You're correct. There are some people who treat hoodoo as, or they think that hoodoo is a religion. There are some people that think that hoodoo is a lifestyle, which I agree. I feel, I live that it is. It is a lifestyle. It is a way of life. It is an embracing, an actual embracement of the ancestral ways and a preservation for those ways that still help us find our light. There are some aspects of hoodoo. When I can remember, you know, I had someone ask me, you know, Femi, how do you initiate into hoodoo? And I said, well, baby, there is no initiation. The initiation is when your grandmother said, come here, let me show you something. Mm-hmm. Or when your uncle said, stand still and be quiet. Mm-hmm. And as you stand there, you watch, but you don't say anything, you just watch. And then you'll hear the old folks talking. And some of the things that you hear the old folks say is something that resonates within your spirit, almost as if you're being branded or activated. That is the hoodoo initiation. Hoodoo is when you know when you're sick to go to the kitchen, to go to the stove, to get those vegetables and create that soup. Healing is light, is what they call a white cloth healers. A lot of people have this idea. There was a movie that came out a few years ago, and I remember Loretta Devine, she starred in this movie, and I never watched it. I saw a trailer, and she said something to the effects of, I'll bend you over, or something to that regard.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, domination. I was like, oh, yep, don't want that energy. I'm good, you know, because that is demonizing what a hoodoo is. A hoodoo is the grandmother whose house everyone can go to. And no matter what your problem is, he or she has a solution to some degree. It's the grandpa that sits outside and he whittles and he may spit back or he may smoke a cigar. But every now and then, if you listen to him, he got something to really say.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hoodoo. When you know to go to the earth. Mm-hmm. For everything that you need. People have hoodoo mistaken. A lot of people have mistaken hoodoo for Wicca, respectfully to the Wiccan community. Because one thing here in Black Seas and Urban Grassroots, we want to have inclusion for all in truth and light. But respect to the Wiccan and the pagan community. But hoodoo is a bit more than that. You know, when we learn about under Mary's skirt and how everybody's grandmother had this coffee table and it either had doors at the bottom or it had like a little skirt thing at the bottom. And on top of this table was a Bible. Now, underneath it, you better not go down there.
No, you better not look up under that table.
You bet not.
Bet not.
Because if you do, game, because mm-hmm. that's under Mary's skirt and you don't go under Mary's skirt. Unless that skirt belongs to you, right? So, right. You know, to me, hoodoo is a lifestyle, incorporation of nature into your lifestyle, even in regards to the concept of G-O-D, of to God or Supreme or Most High. In the hoodoo aspect, what we'll see is a strong influx of Christianity and Catholicism. Mm-hmm. It is very much so present. I've heard people on TikTok say that hoodoo doesn't have deities, but Hajjan the Conqueror is a conqueror.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind me asking, Feek, who is Hajjan the Conqueror to you?
Hajjan the Conqueror to me is the one who was deitized that was made to trick Massa. I ain't gonna say Massa, I'm gonna say it correctly. He was made to trick Massa. He was sent here with his power for us to use it for the same. He was so good at tricking or fooling or whatever that he also tricked the devil. So that's, he is a master of not only deception, but a master of keeping yourself safe. He is a master of avoiding pitfalls. He is a master of not allowing someone to get over on you. So that's who Hajjan the Conqueror is. To me, he is the blockbuster. He is sometimes the first and the last resort for any problem that you have to get through.
Absolutely. That's certainly a beautiful hoodoo perspective. And I think what's even more wonderful is that I can even see parallels to that energetic vibration in even more ancient spirits. To where the first and the last is one, right? Also, when you speak of Hajjan, for me, Hajjan represents strategy, the mastermind,
mm-hmm.
a higher place of being or a higher. Sometimes you have to overstand, you have to remove the emotion, you have to look at it for exactly what it is, observe, and create a plan. And then, so the plan is for your good. It is not to manipulate, deceive, or take from anyone else, but also to ensure that you're not taken. And to me, that's a survival tactic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's necessary. One thing you said earlier, you referenced gatekeeping. And I really appreciate that as well, because some people who are new to hoodoo or new to spirituality, you just bought an amethyst, you just bought a sage, and you listened to two lectures, and you're feeling a disconnect from your current spiritual path, and you want to continue to transition to your natural self. I get space. It's a beautiful incubation space. But I also want you to know that it's about your timing. Some people don't understand that it's about their timing in their experience, in their journey. We are not in. If someone else can read tarot cards, it doesn't make you obsolete in the journey.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Because, you know, everybody because, wants to, you know, it's, our spirituality is a $4 billion industry. Mm-hmm. $4 billion to be. You know, and that comes from the secrets that Granny knew to them selling sage in Five Below now.
Correct.
So it's all over the place. It's, I can't tell you how many books I have that are written about that from people who don't have any lineage. It's because they studied. It's because they went to the backwoods. It's because they decided, and then they talked to grandmama or they talked to granddaddy. And then they wrote a book to profit off of, but yet they never paid the people for the information that they got. To where it's glamorized, and it's to a point where, I can just light some sage and my problems will be gone. No, it doesn't work like that. You know, no. Sage is end all be all. You know, I can light some candles and, you know, there's candle work, but when you're adding things that don't have power, you know, to the candle work, what are you doing? Now it's become glamorized, it's become glorified, and it's become, like I said, it's become marketable. We've become marketable with this whole thing to where it's now, it's okay to do it. It's fine. Where back in the day when I came up, you didn't know who did it.
Correct.
And if you knew who did it, you shut up about it.
Correct.
You know, now everybody wants to have a title and all this other stuff or have a name. I don't have any names. My name is Rafiq. Call me Feet. And that's it. I'm not calling myself master or nothing like that because, number one, I haven't earned that title. I'm every day, no matter how long I... still learning
every day.
50 years in the game, I'm still going to. I am a forever student in this game, so I can't sit here and call myself any type of title to be marketable. I can't call myself any. So that way, when people see me, they can go, "Oh yeah, that's Grand Feet of Hoodoo." No, I'm not. I'm regular Feet. I'm regular backwoods swamp magic Feet.
And yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, I can do, you know, some swamp water candle and some fresh water than I can if you gave me, you know, unlimited access to herbs and roots and everything, because that's what I grew up on. I grew up on how to work here. That's what hoodoo is to me, and that's the direction that I see it going. As it being marketable and it being something that, you know, people just run to just because, you know, it's not that. And I've gatekeeped from other African Americans because I know that all they really want is to get their baby daddy out of jail or their baby off child to, hey man, can you do something to get my baby mama off child support, to take me off child support? And I'm like, come on, man, I'm not doing it. Can you bring girlfriend or boyfriend back? No, I'm not doing that.
Correct. No. Correct. Correct. Because see, this is the thing. Quick hoodoo.
So I'm so glad you mentioned that. I love it.
The whole love and free will and binding, and we go back into the olden day, and we think about why our ancestors, the mothers in our ancestors, would do something such as feed herself to her family. Like, that's a binding, that's a love binding. Why would she do that? She did it so that whenever they took them to the auction block, none of them would be sold. Not to get a man back or to keep him or to keep a woman or however, not to gain a accelerated career path based off of lust and deceit. No, that's not why she did that. She did it to keep her family together. And I, as a practitioner, I have certainly, and I do certainly reserve the right to refuse service, because we have to understand, they used to say something like, a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Even as a practitioner, there's an ethical and a moral code that must be respected. You know, character is everything, because it's certainly the forefather to legacy.
That's true. So,
yes. Now, and that brings me to this. When I say character, when I think about character, the first thing that comes to mind in my devotion to Ifa is Iwapele.
Mm-hmm. Good character.
Yes, precisely. So, blended paths. One thing I am seeing is I'm seeing many blended paths with hoodoo as well. What are your thoughts on that?
Blended paths as far as hoodoo, or as far as hoodoo and religion in its perspective. How I see it is whatever makes you better as a person. Yes. You know, when you're playing a game, you're playing whatever game it is, you know, from an actual physical game, or let's say chess, playing offense and defense. Whatever you're doing, whatever you're playing, whatever sport it is, you're playing offense and defense. Like if you have a blended spiritual path, you can play the offense and you can play the defense. So that's my... Now, certain things don't go well with certain things. You know, as you know, you cannot... I feel bad by saying this, and if I offend anybody, oh well. But you cannot be a staunch Christian and be in anything else, because Christianity demands that you can't. It demands that you cannot serve anything else. Now, if you were to look at the Bible is full of hoodoo. Now, if you come here saying that Christianity is, anything outside of Christianity is the devil, and then you come over to Ifa, where Ifa says there is no devil. Now you're competing against, now you're in a world of, well, one saying this and one saying that. That's where the conundrum of what are you going to do now comes in. And preach to me that every day there's a devil, and then go over to Ifa, and Ifa, for one of the 16 rules, I think number 3 is there is no devil.
Correct.
Those are things that a person has to be wary of when they practice due faith. You know, the faiths must align with each other. Hoodoo, voodoo can align with each other. Ifa, voodoo can align with each other. Ifa, hoodoo can align with each other. I met a guy the other day who was Hindu. Ifa can align with itself, with each other. So there's nothing saying that you can't have dual faiths, you can't have dual practices, you can't have dual traditions, but those traditions must align with themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well versed. I must say well versed. Because yeah, lots of people, they do have blended faiths, because what I'm seeing is a wave of spiritual liberation. People are really seeking their one-on-one personal interpersonal connection with divine. And in my wellness practice, one thing that I every client is this is a judgment. It is judged just to assist in you helping yourself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I really, there are a lot of people who have questions. You know, can I do this? Can I do that? Ensure and go back to yourself. You know, tap into yourself, tap into your spirit, you know, and actually meditate and seek that answer, and it will find you. It always does. It will find you. So in regards to someone that's new to hoodoo, that's just learning the way of life, the lifestyle practices, and really adapting to the paradigm shift that came with their understanding and acceptance of hoodoo. Do you have any tips for people who are trying to maintain their progress?
Relax. This is not a sprint. This is a marathon. You're going to continue to run this for now the rest of your life if you choose to. You don't need to know everything. You will not know everything. And if you go into it with the fact of, I'm going to get some books, I'm going to give myself a title, I'm going to be doing this, I'm going to be doing that, then you're really in it for the wrong reasons. I'm in it to get money. Then you're in it for the wrong reasons. Relax. This is not a sprint. You know, there are ancestors who are behind you that will help you, that will assist you. There are elders who you have to sit at their feet. This is nothing that you can just get out of a book and go, okay, I'm a hoodoo practitioner now. No, I was a practitioner, and I've been at this for a while, because I always am open to learn something new from somebody somewhere who I feel is credible and I deem credible. Who wants to call now? So that's my take on joining hoodoo, is you have to relax. You have to sit back. You have to, you just have to just calm down. And the first thing you got to do is honor your ancestors. Don't go running to Mother Tubman or High John the Conqueror or Steamboat Mary, or honor your ancestors. Honor your grandparents, your great grandparents. Go as far back as you can. Those are the people who couldn't practice what we practice now. They had to hide it. They had to hide it in Christianity. You know, when I first got into this, you know, I was ignorant to where I was Christianity. That was my thing. I'm going to attack Christianity. That was the most foolish thing I could have done. And then I would go and read some. Like why? And that shows the ignorance that I had getting into this, that I had, to where I was attacking Christians, not knowing that my faith is hidden inside of their Bible. So relax, calm down. And everybody's path ain't your path. So some people are conjure, some people are root work, some people are tarot readers, some people are seers, some people can read bones. Everybody's not meant to do everything.
Correct.
So wow. Just relax, find your groove.
Yeah, that's major. That's major. You just said a lot there, and
on this breaking up a little bit. Can you go back again?
Concept in mind in regards to spirit, ancestral spirituality, and it doesn't fit. It doesn't work. That there aren't equivalent parallels to every concept or principle in either or both for each other. So I think it would be a great idea for people to relax. Yeah, for people to understand that your ancestors are a part of your DNA. So they are a part of you. When you acknowledge them, you're building up an aspect of yourself. Mm-hmm. When you acknowledge your own head, when you speak to your own head, when you set the tone for your day by speaking to your own crown, you're acknowledging them, because if you're a better you, they are better them.
Exactly.
And another thing, I hear a lot of people saying, ancestor, 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 so freely. But there are two sets. Are you talking about the ones that sit at the feet of God or the ones that don't? And God is interchangeable to whatever you need it to be to understand that statement. But the fact remains the same. Are you be mindful of what you're pulling on and what you're speaking towards? Humble yourself. And I say that, and I don't use that word often, but I would say humble yourself to the leader that has been presented to you at this point in your journey, because we all have many leaders.
Yeah.
We all have many leaders. So be receptive to the feedback, and a true hoodooist or a true spiritual leader, they will hand your bomb to you in your hand. They will hand it to you. Do not allow offense to impact your spiritual growth, because offense is the biggest tool used in the negative realms.
Exactly.
Take it in love, take it in light. See if you can grow off of it. If you can grow off of it, it was worth it. If you can become a better you off of it, it was worth it. And also understand the importance of cleansing and protection. Those are the tips that I would share. Understand the importance of cleansing and protection. There's no need for you to have some candle or Yah or for, you know, any other deity when you haven't acknowledged your own ancestry and you don't acknowledge yourself. Ancestral spirituality, elemental spiritual work, indigenous practices are all about improving self within the coexistence of nature. So I just want to take my time and say thank so much for visiting with us today and speaking today on Hoodoo. If the people want to reach out to you, if they're trying to find you, how can they do that?
Well, first of all, why do they want to find me?
I don't know, but they may. And if they know, no, listen, if they know how to find me, so they got to know how to find you.
No, hey, I'm on IG, Gullah Feek, Gullah underscore Feek, F-E-E-K, Facebook, Feek, F-E-E-K, Pringle, P-R-I-N-G-L-E, inbox, text, drop me a line. I'm cool. I will talk you through your problems. I'll even show you a few things on how to get yourself straight, because some things you can't, I can't see myself charging a person for. So absolutely. I'll tell them, this is how you do this. But I'm not going to be, you know, don't tell me you 8 months late on your rent and for me, like, no, you're just going to have to just go ahead and move. That's the spell. The spell is you need to move. So so that's pretty much how you can get in contact with me. I'm open to my people. If you need help, I am here.
Awesome. Well, again, guys, thanks so much for joining us today on Black Seeds and Urban Grassroots. Again, shout out, big ups, and thanks to Feet Pringle. Shout outs and big ups and thanks to Most High. I hope you all enjoy your day. And remember, live, laugh, and love. Bye-bye.